Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists. Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits.
We got Dana Wicken with the 6-4 time on the stick and the boom in the other room.
6-8.
Sorry, thank you.
Fractions. You only reduce the bottom half.
That's right.
What up? Okay, here's what I'm coming in hot with.
Okay.
I like dinosaurs. We were chatting before we started about Land Before Time.
I like dinosaurs too.
Yeah, they're great. Okay.
I miss them.
You miss them?
Remember when there were dinosaurs everywhere growing up, and now you don't see them hardly anywhere at all.
If you think we see them every day.
That's
and
right.
They are birds.
Chickens.
And they are birds. That's right.
Specifically chickens in my mind, and the big ones, emus,
ostrich, cassowaries.
Yeah, those ones, those straight dinos.
Now, this is a podcast where we sometimes improvise a musical.
Yeah.
Now, we've done a bunch of songs lately, but we haven't done that in a second because Omi's here and makes guests hard.
Yeah.
But I think we are going to do it today. Yeah.
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 My hesitancy is like, it was only like 3 episodes ago. I was like, it's all right.
Oh, yeah. No, time is nothing to me. I forget when we've done what. There's been a lot of these.
Yeah.
It's like 200 or so.
There's so many, honestly. There's even more than the number belies.
There's more. Yeah. Like you see the number and you're like
that's a lot of musicals.
And we're like, guys, there were actually more than this.
There's even more, even if you can believe it.
Can you believe?
Did anybody here have like a category of like childhood obsession where you knew the facts and you were like, actually the largest land mammal is, you know, that kind of business? Anything you went hard on?
Not for facts.
No hard on facts? Okay, everybody.
No, I was like deeply into things, but I don't know that I was deeply into learning things about those things. Like, I loved dinosaurs and I think I could tell you what a lot of them were called, but I wasn't particularly interested in acquiring like science dinosaur facts. I was more about like, give me an action figure of this dinosaur so I can make it go on an adventure.
Sure.
In a sandbox.
The irony is that the interest that I had when I was like a kid, I still deeply have
sure.
The interests have not changed. But I definitely knew a lot about weather and I still do. So
that's
I think
a great one.
Like severe weather.
Well,
tornadoes.
What are the big white fluffy things called then?
Depends on what kind of cloud you're talking about.
Okay. Well, Dana,
okay,
tell me the difference between a typhoon and a hurricane.
Okay. Typhoon is, a typhoon is like based on location. So hurricanes are in the Atlantic and typhoons are
in the Pacific.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So they also spin differently because of, you know, it's like when you go to Australia. toilet water spins in a different direction.
It happens to me every time I go to Australia.
Yeah, it always happens. Yeah, so that's the difference. It's not an, it's not any, it's not about the storm itself. It's just about the location.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a monsoon?
Monsoon is just the time, or like it's a... It's a storm that happens at a particular time of year. So, and it's like mostly like precipitation. So like a lot of rain will just like dump out of clouds. So there's like monsoon season in the Southwest here. So like Las Vegas gets a monsoon season. And it just means like a lot of moisture, just dumps a ton of water. You get flash floods. No fun.
Okay. And what about... I'm surprised how much of these is location-based, which I think I knew from looking up before. Like, obviously, like, a nor'easter is something in the Northeast.
And that's how it spins in. So that actually comes in literally from the Northeast rather than coming in from, like, you know, west to east.
Sure.
So it actually spins kind of, like, down and over the, like, specifically, like, New England typically gets them because they're in the Northeast. But it comes in from the ocean rather than coming from west to east.
Okay, and cyclone versus tornado.
Oh, cyclones and tornadoes are completely different. A cyclone is, like, essentially like a typhoon. It's, like, the same difference.
Uh-huh.
But a tornado is, like...
Land.
On... Or it can...
It can be a water tornado.
You know what? What's interesting is that you can have a water spout that is not tornadic, and sometimes it can be tornadic based on the clouds, essentially, the storm.
Okay, but what is the difference between a snowstorm and a sandstorm?
One is made of snow.
Okay,
one's
but like,
made
what's
of
the
sand.
Difference?
You can put down your hand.
Okay, but like, what is a snowstorm?
A storm.
As opposed to a sandstorm.
A storm. One has snow, one has sand.
Right.
Put
but like,
down
what is the
your
difference?
Hand. What is- put down your hand.
Excuse me.
One has snow.
You said
one
that
has
we
sand.
Could
put down your hand. I've already answered your question.
Okay, but I have a question. Yes.
Fine.
Okay,
go
you
ahead.
Know snowstorm.
Yes.
And you also know sandstorm.
I'm losing
okay,
my
but what is the difference?
Now, I've already said there's something you should know about me. Sometimes I get tornadic.
Okay, what does that mean?
Sometimes I get tornadic. Sometimes I get tornadic. Sometimes I get tornadic, so don't push me. All right, kids, eyes up here.
I have a question.
I said it incredibly clear. No more questions, you're not one to ask. Let's get to the task. Any other questions? No, Flynn, not you, Flynn. Put your hand
okay,
down,
okay, well, nobody
Flynn.
Else seems
Flynn,
to have questions.
Down, I've set the sand now. Fine, good Marjorie.
This is bullshit. I had a question.
I've already answered your question,
yeah,
you see.
Totally didn't.
Yeah, I did one more. Could you possibly ask?
You used it. You're not supposed to use the word in the definition of the word. And I was like, what is the difference between a snowstorm and a sandstorm? And you were like, one has snow and one has sand. And I don't know what that means.
Do you know what sand is?
Beach?
Tiny grains of rock and pebble worn torn by erosion.
Okay, and that's not what snow is.
No, snow is when water freezes when it falls from the sky. When the temperature's below 32 degrees.
Isn't that just convenient?
Is he
so
always
convenient.
Like this? Should I just send him to the office? Or is it just because I'm a sub? He's always
he's always like this.
He's always like
he's
this.
He's always looking for some conspiracy.
Making it hard for the rest of us to learn. He really like holds it up. Ask the same question like a thousand times, and I'm like, can we just read by the great horn spoon?
Not in this class, obviously. But maybe we could.
Why wouldn't we read it in this class?
Isn't this a science class?
This is just a fourth grade class, I assumed.
Okay. Then yeah, we would read it here. If it was a science class, that would be weird.
I felt like, based on the questioning, we were maybe in a situation where we are not yet transitioning from different teachers for different classes.
Yeah, for sure.
I sort of said,
no, that's what it is.
And that's how it felt.
That's where
me.
And it should have felt that way because that's where it is.
Great. That's how it felt. Fucking Flynn, he's always getting in my head. Yes.
Well, I would like to push this towards, you know, the academic rigor of a college course, despite the fact that we're in fourth grade.
Okay.
And really break down the difference between sand and snow. Because when I throw a handful of sand up in the air, it floats down, right? That's scientific method.
It floats down?
It floats down, right? It doesn't like plummet to the ground like when I throw a bunch of rocks up in the air.
Everything falls at the same speed.
Well, no, because I threw a bunch of sand in the air and it floats down. But then I throw a big barbell in the air and it comes down way faster than the sand. Is it snow?
It's just not even true, but I'm also just like watching the time until lunch happens.
That's now. I think we're 5 minutes over, right?
Oh, great. Please go to lunch.
Hey, can I sit with you guys? Why does someone want to sit with me? Gosh, it's like I've alienated this whole class from me. Okay, not with you guys, I guess. Hey, can I sit with you guys?
Us? The sixth graders?
Yeah.
Sure.
Cool. I'll just be quiet and cool.
Okay.
Do you know this kid?
No, I just wanted to be nice.
It's good to want to be nice.
Yeah, I felt like it's easy enough for me to let this kid sit here.
Yeah.
Anyway, like I was saying. So then my mom found my journal, and I was at first like, how dare you be snooping around in my room? But then she read that I'd been feeling lost, and then she asked me questions I wish she knew to ask. So it begs the question, did I leave the journal for her to find?
Whoa.
Did some part of my mind want her to see what was there?
It's like the one hand. The journal is private. Yours specifically has a cool lock and a key, but you always keep the key on top of the journal. So it's easy.
That's so me.
Yeah, it is. And so, is it weird that she read it? Yes. But in reading it, she asked questions that she never would have guessed you wanted to hear. So did you leave it to be found?
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes the questions we want to hear, no one knows to ask, and people need a hand. It's like I'm staring at you, clearly wanting something, asking you to read my mind.
But there's no way to know, there's no way to say when you want them to get there, find their own way. But the expectation, it's too hard for them to grasp, and it makes you stop and think, it makes you have to ask. Indeed, I'm think that's exactly what happened. I locked it up, but I left out the key.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
That's so... We should all be more like that, right? Like, just if I want someone to, like... Yes, but in all aspects of our life, yeah. Right? Like, yeah. For example,
yeah.
New hat, yeah?
It's really good.
And if
good.
I want someone to compliment me on my new hat, I shouldn't just wait for someone to compliment me on my hat. I should be like, isn't this a cool hat? And then when people are like, that is a cool hat.
Yeah, that one's so tough because will it mean as much to you if it's prompted, you know?
Well, that's, I think the side of it. The other side of it
yeah.
is I have to be open
yeah.
when I bring this up
yeah.
to knowing yep. to trust
yep.
the feedback that I get.
Yep. Yep.
And I have to know that my good buds are gonna, like, for example, fourth grader who's had his hand up this whole time.
Yeah, why is your hand up?
Yeah, dude, we don't well, I had a question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, well yeah but it's not class, so like whatever.
Yeah.
So is the point of questions not to hear yourself talk?
Sorry, what?
Is the point of questions not to hear yourself talk and work things out?
I'm having honestly a hard time with that placement of the word not. It's like the point is not just to hear yourself talk. Is that?
Got it. Got it.
That's, is that what you were?
That's what I'm learning in this moment.
Yeah. No, you don't just ask a question to hear yourself talk.
Yeah, I feel like some people, and maybe this is like you, fourth grader, use questions in that way, where they raise their hand
uh-huh.
and they almost are phrasing it as a question, but really it's clear that this person just wants to talk
yeah.
about something.
Yeah, you just like, you're using like more of a comment and you're using a little like uptick at the end.
And so to bring this back to what we were talking about,
yes.
is that if you have something to say, don't dance around it.
Yeah, just for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Great hat, man.
Thank you.
Really good hat.
It's a big, pointy Christmas hat. Big elf hat. People are like, these are for December. And I'm like, nah, dog, these are year round. Why triangles got to be only in December?
Hell yeah.
You could wear a Christmas hat anywhere. What even makes a Christmas hat if it's not in Christmas? You
yeah,
know?
For sure, man. You were wearing that hat with confidence and I was not about to say
That's
it's
right.
December.
I mean, does it look like a sleepy, sleepy nightgown hat from a man in an old cartoon?
Kinda.
Yeah. If you're picturing the same cartoon, then yeah, I agree with you, it do. But you can wear pajamas while you're not going to sleep. Cause style is ever changing constantly, it's rearranging. So what you like, you keep. This is a hat for all seasons. If I say it so, I could even wear this hat to a bar mitzvah or a funeral. Who says that you have to wear black? Unless the invitation specifically asks, then it would be rude not to wear black. Point is, I like this hat.
He likes this hat.
I like this hat.
He likes this hat.
It's got a fluffy white sort of ball on the end that bobbles when I walk around. And it's very, very long, like longer than you think, so it's always dragging around on the ground.
Part, if I could tell, is how the brim has some jingle bells, so I can hear you coming when you walk down the hall, cause of that jingly jangly ball.
Like this hat?
He likes this hat.
I like this hat.
He likes this hat.
And I'll wear this hat wherever I'm at. Bunch of little twinkling lights
uh-huh.
in the colors of red and green.
Uh-huh.
And when you press a button, it plays Carol of the Bells, the best I have ever seen.
And you might be saying it's March 9th, but I don't care, it's not a Saturday night, cause he likes this hat.
Oh, I like this hat.
Ooh, he likes
his head. I don't know about that.
No, no, no. Hark, here is hat. Here comes his hat.
Big floppy hat. Big floppy hat.
Everybody, please open your books to page 43.
Which book?
The Great Horns by the Great Horn Spoon.
Oh, you were right. We are going to read by the Great Horn Spoon. To page 43?
Page 43. That's okay. Where your teacher said you left off. All right, I guess we'll do popcorn reading.
Just to be clear, we're all going to read segments of the Great Horn Spoon right now?
Yeah.
Great. Now, what was going on in sort of the first 43 pages of the Great Horn Spoon?
Sure. Well, as you know, it's the gold rush.
Yeah. Because the Great Horn Spoon is
an area. It's how the boats... So you could either, if you wanted to try to find gold in California and you lived on the East Coast, you would either travel by wagon across the country, or you could go by boat, but you had to go all the way down. This is before the Panama Canal. You had to go all the way down and come whipping around by the Great Horn Spoon.
Which is a place.
Yeah, the Great Horn of South, like, yeah, down, yeah, yeah. Down there.
Of course, of course, of course, of
and
course.
Then there's a spoon involved, and you're a young boy trying to strike gold for your family, because I think now you're suddenly in charge of your family, and you get to go to Northern California with, I believe, your butler to try to find gold. And you really become a man. You switch out your little short pants for jeans, and you try coffee. Yes,
I have a question,
Flynn.
And I'd like to apologize for the way that I was using questions before.
Oh my gosh, finally. Yes.
But this one is actually a question.
Okay.
So, like, did everyone used to have butlers? And that just, like, changed?
No.
Okay.
We didn't all have butlers. Butlers were always for the rich. Sometimes you might read stories with butlers.
Yeah, like this one.
And think, is this how it's... Is it this?
Yeah, I was like, well, if this child has a butler, and I'm a child as well, was it normal for all of these children to have butlers without context? I just couldn't tell.
Good question.
But I would love to have a butler. Someone waiting on me. I would be so respectful to that butler. Yes, sirree.
And if you had a butler, would you ask that butler to do?
I would probably ask for help with, you know, getting dressed. Like, choose my jacket, tie my shoe.
Probably be fish.
I love
Butler. We'll be right back after this for the second half of Questioning Flynn, the musical.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. Okay, so here's what happened before we started this musical. We were like, we're going to do narrative, but we're open to it being weird.
And we've decided that the weirdness would probably happen now.
Yeah, we're letting you know. We're giving you a little glimpse behind that. We were like, oh, we started with a pretty small story.
It's pretty small. It's about a school. It's a fourth grade classroom. And then we've got to change it up. We need y'all to keep your heads on a swivel.
We need to do some twists and some turns. And here they come.
Here they come.
Hey, does anybody else see that out on the playground?
Yeah, but like, what am I even looking at?
I feel like I'm seeing some sort of storm brewing, but it's like, well, honestly, it's not a storm I've ever seen before. I never seen the clouds like that. They're getting darker, but they're not looking gray or black. I never seen a storm before like this. It's purple and gold, and we got like it's opening some kind of home.
Like if the Lakers' home jersey was a storm, shining and magical. I've never seen one like it before.
Yeah, like if a storm was painted in Lakers purple and gold. That's what the storm is doing, and that's why it's so bold. I've never seen a storm like that. No, a hole open in the sky. Fly.
The storm is moving things, but doesn't seem like normal. It's moving things in a way that I have never seen before now. 'Cause normally things fall down, but that storm is sucking things up from the ground and all around.
No, I've never seen a storm like this before. It's like a tornado.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
What's the difference, though? between a snowstorm and a sandstorm.
Oh, well, it's just one is made of snow and one is made of sand. Like I was saying, I was writing on the board, my name is Miss Chamomile. I'll be your sub today. Oh, your hand is up again.
But, like, don't use the word in the definition, right?
Yes, if I was simply defining a word, but you've asked me for the difference, and the difference is pretty obvious. One is sand and one is snow.
I'm having a realization right now.
Let's unpack it.
That I might just want to talk.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
I'm sorry, everyone. I have wasted your time with these questions about snow, and I know what snow is, and I know what sand is. I guess if I really dug deep into it, your description of sand was sort of illuminating. I didn't think about it as tiny rocks. I was just like, oh, it's sand.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's just like, I don't feel like I am absorbing a lot of the things that are taught in this class. So sometimes I just have to ask questions to feel like I'm participating.
That's a great way of getting your bearings. And can I tell all of you the truth about what's happening here?
Yeah.
The truth about what's happening here.
In this room.
In this room and rooms across the world for a fourth grade. What's happening here?
What's happening here?
What's happening here?
Yeah.
Well, we've... You know, what's happening here is...
She's really building it up.
What's happening here
is... I'm excited to see what she's gonna say.
Yes, we are preparing you, that's true, for the many things you'll have to know in your life. But this knowledge will you
make sure I got this straight. You're saying that in every normal sort of day to day, I'm not gonna need to know how to calculate the area inside of various shapes.
No, no, no.
It's not something I need to know.
Not something you need to know.
Something, something I need to know.
No, it's like, like, kind of all right. We could sub in any base of data or knowledge. It's the act of learning and building and trying to acquire. And also, yes, I'm sorry, we're trying to get you into college, but we're teaching you I don't think so. certain historical bits of context if we do a good job.
I was gonna
but
say,
like,
at what year do I need to start actually retaining the information?
Like, that's the thing. It's just like, are we doing this just for retention so that you can spout off facts? Or are we building you as learners and curious people?
Right.
So who know how to solve problems.
So now
and
we're
add
doing
context.
The first part. When, I guess I'm asking, when do I need to start actually paying attention to the details?
Well, you should always pay attention to the details, but don't hold the pressure like they have massive importance and give yourself anxiety over
no
it.
No one's going to quiz me on all the countries of Africa.
Not as you grow.
Okay.
But the act of being able to be quizzed on them in this moment is a valuable skill.
Thanks for teaching us. And thanks for going 5 minutes over, even though we had a lot of questions.
Yeah, no worries. I guess it's lunchtime if that's... Those clouds look pretty...
I'm sure it's fine. Lunchtime! Hey, can I sit with you guys?
Yeah, sure.
Wait, so let me get
stop.
Let me get this straight.
Stop.
Yeah.
Great hat.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have said it earlier.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Is it, like, crazy that I'm wearing it at this time of year?
Listen, I don't think so at all. Like, do you feel fun in it? Or, you know, are you... Was your head getting cold and it's the only, like, wintry hat you had? Or you were just like, hey, I'm wearing a red shirt. Let me wear this red and green hat.
It was more of a color matching thing, yeah.
I think that's great, dude. Honestly, we're in sixth grade. No rules, just right.
That's right. Thank you. Wait, okay, so... Sorry to interrupt your story about your journal to talk about my hat.
No, I stopped.
Okay.
It's all good.
So, like, your mom found your journal and then asked if she could open it.
No. She read it without my permission, which is, like, that's the hard part to swallow. But I'm, like, I think subconsciously I wanted her to read it.
Totally.
Like, I'm happy with the outcome, even though she and I are going to have to unpack that trust issue a little bit.
Right. There's got to be a better way, right?
Yeah. No, but I'm like, but I'm also like, oh, I think this is what I needed. So how can I be mad at this gift?
No, for sure. She's like, she wants to know about you.
Right.
Or she wouldn't have sort of breached that privacy.
Right.
I'm just wondering, like, what's the ideal way for her to do that? Because now we have a trust issue.
Right. No, I feel like, well, we had a great talk. And she, you know, she read like the first couple pages and then put it down. She was just like, this is actually for Brent. I shouldn't like get in here.
Okay.
But I was like, oh, at that point she'd already seen that I was feeling a little stressed out by unmet expectations.
Right. So I guess the ideal version of it would have been like, has she just asked, I guess.
Yeah, like, I think I wanted her to, like, not see me as this monolith of boy entering teenage years and thinking, uh-oh, I'm not going to be able to connect because he's going to, like, get moody and rather treat me as, like, an individual and been like, I feel like you're disconnecting. Can I ask you, how's that going?
Right. How's she?
Shit, man. How's she?
It's like,
fuck.
That's the part we don't think about, right?
Fuck!
like, we are... But it only recently occurred to me about, like, how are they?
Wait. Hold on. Thought for 1 second.
Yeah.
Do you see these weird clouds?
Yeah, the
Lakers clouds?
Yeah, the gold and purple ones.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll take a jacket and you'll pick me up at 3:15 because I was going to stay for science club for a little bit. Is that all right?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, are you, is there...
Wait, huh?
What?
Wait, hey?
What?
Wait, huh? Wait, were you gonna...
I was just gonna ask how you're doing, and if there's anything you wanted to say.
Oh, hey?
You seem a little bit preoccupied today.
Huh, hey, hey! And I was just about to say, wait, I'm thinking of... asking if you were okay, cause like it just occurred to me that's not a thing that I ever say.
And it honestly shouldn't be your job to worry about your dear old mom. My stress comes from my job. Owning a bowling alley. because
I guess I've been feeling a little like my fuse is a little short, and it's like I can feel myself getting angry at things I wouldn't get angry at before.
Sure.
And it's bubbling inside me, but I saw him also standing outside of my head and being like, whoa, why don't you take a breath? You don't have to get upset, Brent.
I've noticed you've been writing in your journal a lot, like pointedly.
Yeah.
Like you'll sit in the corner and scribble in the journal and then stare straight at me.
Yeah.
And then you will lock the journal, uh-huh, but then make eye contact as you put down the key.
Yeah.
And I haven't picked it up yet, but is that something you want me to read?
Huh. Hey, huh, oh, hey, yes, it's okay, okay.
Okay.
Have a great day at the bowling alley.
Have a great day.
Hope everything
don't
in your life
else
is
in
a strike. Okay.
Oh.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Oh, Mom.
Yeah.
Which part of my lunch did you think I should have at break, and which part should I eat at lunch?
The orange is for break.
Okay.
And the apples and the peanut butter and the sandwich are for, honestly, either of the fruits for break.
Okay.
Sometimes, but don't eat the sandwich at break, because then you'll have nothing but fruit for lunch.
Sometimes I eat the sandwich at break.
I know, I understand.
Thanks for reminding.
Do you need, like, crackers?
I think this is... No, it's definitely always enough food. Sometimes I just put it in the wrong order.
Yeah, no, the sandwich is always... The sandwich is never for break.
Right. That makes sense.
So, have you substitute taught for this class before?
Not this one, no. But I was at the school 3 weeks ago, but I was in first grade.
That's right. No problems in this class particularly.
Great.
There's one kid, Flynn, who likes to get involved a lot.
Great.
Try not to let him dominate the whole
dynamic.
No.
Yeah.
There's some shyer kids in that class that have some really interesting things. Their teacher is not sick, by the way.
Oh.
She's taking a Florida vacation.
Oh, neat.
Which teachers don't usually do, but they do have vacation days, and she's been saving them up for a couple years, so she's taking a month, and she's...
Oh, a month.
Yeah. Well, it's not all of her days, but she's had a lot.
It must be kind of hard because, like, all of your vacation is when it's such peak vacation time, and if you ever want to go somewhere, like, off-season,
right,
that's
okay.
Not...
Because everyone's on vacation.
I wonder what she's doing.
Yeah, me too.
Excuse me.
Yep.
Can I get a little slice of that key lime pie?
Absolutely. Here you go.
That key lime pie. Oh, that meringue looks so nice. Ooh, and I need a little slice. I'm trying every key lime pie in the Florida Keys.
Wait, hold on. You are trying every key lime pie in the Florida Keys.
Ooh, that's me, that's me.
So you're trying every key lime pie in the Florida Keys.
That's me, that's me.
We've got so many types, it's honestly hard to believe.
Well, I got a month, you see, to try every key lime pie in the Florida Keys.
Hi, welcome to Gator World. Would you like to see our gator attractions?
No gators for me. Don't want to get into that murky, murky water.
That's mostly what we have here.
I came here because I hear you got something even hotter.
Okay.
Hi, I love this little mart, and I'm looking at all the drinks you have, and your lighting is so smart.
Thank you.
But there's only one thing that I need, and it's not that rolled hot dog you see. Oh, not that brownie, not no. That cake.
Just tell me what it is.
Not these hot tamales, that's a mistake.
Don't tell me what it's not. Excuse me?
Do you have any key lime pie here?
At the library?
Yeah.
No.
Great. On to the next spot.
Hi, welcome to the Build-A-Bear.
Hi, do you have any key lime pie here?
What?
Do you have any key lime pie here?
No, you're being very...
All right, next, on to the next spot.
Welcome to Panda Express.
Do you have any key lime pie?
No.
Okay, great. Moving right along.
Hey, welcome to Lids.
Hey, can I get a Red Sox hat?
Yep.
And do you have any key lime pie?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I brought it from home and it was for me.
Can I just have a bite? I just need to try it. I don't need a complete.
What?
Well, I just need
to
try
it. You want to try the key lime pie my wife Shelby made for me?
Are we currently in the Florida Keys?
Yeah, she's a Florida Keys native.
Well, then I got to tell
you. Some people say that Shelby's key lime pie is the best key lime pie in the Florida Keys.
Well, then, sir, give me that hat. Give me that slice.
I am obligated by the Lids Code of Conduct to sell you this hat, but I do not think I'm obligated to give you some of this key lime pie.
Of course you're not obligated, but the thing is, I'm trying...
Okay, you can have just a bite.
Just a bite. Oh, shit. This is the one. Curtis, the principal told me that some of the kids in the class who feel like they don't speak up have... Curtis?
Mm-hmm.
Curtis?
Yeah?
Everyone else is doing silent sustained reading, SSR.
Yep.
And just wanted to see if you wanted to chat about anything.
But they'll hear me, though, because they're being so quiet.
Well, here, let's go out into the hallway.
Okay. Wow, it's so empty.
Yeah.
Normally, it's full.
Yeah.
But now it's empty.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Here, I can start by telling you something.
Okay.
my real name's not Miss Chamomile.
Whoa.
Yeah.
My name's not Curtis.
It's not. What is it?
No, it is.
Oh, that's okay.
I was trying to connect with you.
My real name is Helena Zorbon.
Helena Zorbon.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty cool name.
Thank you.
Why did you go with Miss Chamomile?
Well, because for someone to know the secret of Helena Zorbon is to begin to harness the power.
Whoa. I guess I do have a secret. Wait a minute. This is what you're trying to do. You're trying to open up, make me open up with your secrets, and I'll tell you my secret.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for being forthcoming about
sure.
it. Sure. I have been here before.
I thought so.
No, I don't think you understand. Like, I've lived this day, like, hundreds of times.
I thought so.
Maybe thousands. Okay, you're not freaking out like
no.
people usually do. The first couple times I told people and I got kicked out, so now I just sort of like keep quiet and let it roll on. You know?
Yeah, you're in a time loop.
Are you in a time loop?
No, but I can harness time loops. That's what that storm is.
Helena Zorbon,
yeah.
What are you not telling me?
Lots.
Okay. What is the, like, need to knows? Am I being punished?
No, no.
Because I saw a sexy picture one time. Not on purpose. Someone dropped a Victoria's Secret catalog in the middle of the mall, and I went to throw it away, but I looked at it before I did.
That's not what's happening, Curtis.
Oh, no.
You probably made some sort of wish or universal imbalance that the time loop is just correcting until you learn and gain what you need to know, and then the time loop will end.
But it is for me.
It is for you.
Okay. I really haven't been actively trying to get out of it for a couple hundred loops now.
Yeah. Yeah. There's usually, like the stages of grief, there's stages of time loops.
What gave it away? Was it when I expertly ducked past that weird food fight and came out of the cafeteria spotless, even though everyone else was covered in things?
Yes, that and also
I got up from the fire drill before the fire alarm went off.
Yeah.
That I knew all the answers to the Island of the Blue Dolphins quiz.
Well, I thought maybe that one you were just a good student.
No.
But really, the real reason I knew is because I can read your synapses.
What does that mean?
Well,
synapses are in my brain.
Yes, I can see them.
You can read them?
Yes.
You're not human, are you?
No.
But you look like one.
I know.
Do you always look like one?
No, do you want
to
see?
Is that rude to ask?
No, but thank you for that sensitivity.
Okay.
Would you like to see what I look like in my purest form?
Is it going to break my worldview?
It could.
Then yes.
Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
3, 2, 1.
So small.
Yes.
I didn't expect you to be so small.
Yes, I'm
and
like
blue.
I'm like a small
and furry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a little
hello.
Small fluffy bluey thing.
Hello.
Whoa.
Yes, hello.
So British.
Yes.
Whoa. Are you like a butler?
I am a butler to time.
Oh, you're a time butler. Butler of time. That's amazing.
Should I go back to that for the other form?
I mean,
just
this
in case someone comes out.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1.
You remember Muzzy?
Yes.
Like that, but small.
Yes.
Like a little fluffy guy.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm from the center of all heat and matter that created the universe.
Mm-hmm. The sun.
Well, and not our sun. There are other suns.
Like six?
Many, many suns.
Like 12?
The sun is just a star, and there's infinite stars. The universe is always growing.
Well, that's too many. Okay, there's more.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
The sun you have is just the sun of your solar system.
Oh, no.
Inside a galaxy, inside a universe that's ever expanding.
Am I stuck in a time loop because I don't fully comprehend the universe?
No.
Am I going to have to fully understand the universe? Because I'll tell you right now,
no one
I
does.
Give up.
Yeah, no. Oh, here's something that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You know sand? Remember when I had to explain sand to your friend Flynn?
Yeah, he was being a little obstinate.
Yeah. Do you remember? So if I took all the grains of sand in the entire planet Earth
and lined them up, boy, would it be tall.
And if I put them on, imagine them on a spoon, that's how many stars there are in the universe.
How big is the spoon?
A normal spoon.
Okay.
All of our sand fits on that spoon.
Sure.
To scale.
Does it?
All of the stars in the universe.
Wow.
only a spoon of sand.
I don't get it. But yeah, it feels important.
But when you do?
When I get it, it's going to blow my mind.
It might end the time loop. I don't know. Oh. Anyway, just what I would say is if you're in a true time loop, everything resets. You've had injuries that then you wake up the next day and you don't have them. We're in a full Groundhog Day situation.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay.
One time I said how hard I could kick a stop sign to see if I could kick it over.
Uh-huh.
I could not.
Well, then I'd suggest in your process, you can have a little bit more fun in your time loop.
Oh. And it's not, just to be clear, this is not because of the sexy picture.
I don't think it's because okay. of the sexy picture.
I feel a lot of shame over the sexy picture.
I don't think you should.
Okay.
But was it like, was it just standard? It's not my business. Sorry. I'm sorry. It's absolutely not.
Define standard.
Well, Victoria's Secret sells lingerie, but they also sell daily bras and underwear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It said daily on the top of it.
Just as if the picture you saw was a lady in like a silky thing, or was she just in like a bra?
She was a lady. And boy, was she sexy.
But here's, I'm going to go back to my earlier point, okay, which is not at all my business.
Okay.
But for one second, I was curious. And then I had to realize that was an inappropriate thing for me to ask
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. I get it, though, because you were just trying to understand the context in what I saw.
Yeah. I just wanted to see it in my
mind's trying to
eye.
Understand what I saw, too. Sometimes your world gets thrown upside down by a sexy lady picture you found on the ground. Sometimes you find and the world is new, all because of a lady you never knew. But you hold it far away because you feel like it's wrong, and you throw it in a trash can and you move along. But then you wonder, maybe it's okay to think about a sexy lady picture. Sexy lady picture, concern it all around. A sexy lady picture that I
again, not my business, not my question. I balk at the simple suggestion. But has this thought crossed your mind that someone left it for you to find?
Whoa, maybe that's true. That feels like something that my big brother might do. He had a catalog, much the same, but he kept it to himself while he played video games. And I was with him at the mall, like you said, but I lost track of him. He was walking ahead when I found the sexy lady picture on the ground. Was it left there to be found? And if so, what was he trying to say with the picture of the sexy lady? Maybe he was saying, sometimes ladies are sexy. Or maybe he was saying, sometimes the trash cans are too far away. Or maybe he was saying, you're changing and it's okay to grow. Or maybe he was saying, Victoria's Secret is having a sale and I need for you to know.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Curtis, I think you've done it.
Oh no.
Well,
will I see you again?
You'll see me always again.
Wait, so we're not out of the loop?
No, we are, but I'm like...
You're still the substitute teacher.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I pop up in your life in thousands of myriads of ways.
Oh, cool. Will I remember?
No.
Oh, well...
The part of you will.
Okay.
The part of you that... That part of you that kind of remembers something you once knew, but it's floated out of your brain like it was supposed to. Flynn, please, Flynn, we need you over here. We need you. The systems are down. The radars are firing. Flynn, the world needs you to answer for us.
I will.
What kind of storm is this?
Listen, you may think that it's a sandstorm, behaving like somewhere in between a snowstorm and a sandstorm, but I haven't worked in this department for 50 years to be tricked by what something seems like. I have this feeling that I have seen a storm like this before, long ago. Falls like sand, but up. Looks like sand, but more gold. Shiny, like the Aurora Borealis, but not snow, just purple. This is a time storm.
A time storm?
We have a very short window to fix this. The last time I got out of a time storm was by realizing the real purpose of questions aren't just to hear yourself speak. Someone around here has a revelation that they need to make now. It's the only way we'll get out of this. Oh, is it me again?
I don't know. I was wondering if it was supposed to be me or... Wait! Is it supposed to be... we? Flynn.
Well, hold on.
There's a question I've been meaning to ask.
We've worked together for many years.
Yes.
We have a creative spark.
There's something I wanted to ask you. Would you ever dare to join me for a little treat, something we could share?
You used to be a teacher, isn't that right?
Sometimes in a thousand former lives.
I could go for a treat. What did you have in mind?
Would you share with me the perfect slice of key lime pie? The perfect
is this
slice of
really
key lime
the best
pie?
Time?
Perfect
slice of key lime pie. Fridge for a while. I just assumed someone forgotten it was there. Have you been keeping this pie and saving this pie and waiting for a moment to share?
Yes, and I was being kind of vague about it because I was not you'd find it in your pencil case. Would you share a perfect
slice of key lime pie? A perfect slice of key lime pie.
As time goes on and time flies by.
There was all this paper in my pencil case. I just assumed a rat had broken in and was making a nest his own place. But now I see what you were trying to begin with, a perfect slice of key lime pie. A perfect slice of key lime pie. So happy that you asked me. I'd love to try
a perfect
slice of key lime. This is really good. Oh, the storm's clearing.
Oh, we did it. That was all we needed.
Oh, I wonder how many times you and I went through that loop not sharing key lime pie. And will we remember, even if we did?
Part of me feels like I remember it like a book I read 100 years ago. And part of me thinks, there's no point in trying to remember that.
Well, this key lime pie makes me want to
try more key lime pies.
I've got quite a list for you. But I'll have to tell you, the honest truth is, you won't get a better slice than this one from Schlelby.
Well, I don't know who that is. But I would love to try it. And if this is as good as it gets, I'll take your word on it. I bet there's something else I could explore in this world. I'll be chasing that weird weather phenomenon. I mean, that's going to be a week's worth of documentation.
Yeah, we're going to have to unpack that. A lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
But for now, there's no storm now, no time storm in the sky.
Everyone got it at least mostly right, if given enough tries.
And if I left a note, but I locked it but left the key.
Are you really hiding it or leaving it out for all to see? Slice of time.
Oh my gosh, I'm glad we got a tiny blue butler of power in
That's
there.
That's right.
Thank the Lord.
And
wow.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Dear listener.
Oh my gosh.
For spending this time with us. We're hoping you're going to have some guests back in the next month. Assuming safety holds.
Assuming safety holds. Boy.
But right now, we got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
We got Dana Wickens on the stick and the boom in the other room. We've got you.
And like we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you're spouting facts about the weather,
you might have to get all your shit a little bit more together.